Siouxland Crusaders Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
And welcome, Crusader fans. I'm Tom Betts, joined by my friend Charlie Delaney tonight as the we're at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse for our road, continue our road trip to Des Moines, Charlie. A sub-state final is on the line for the Crusaders tonight as we present a 3A sub-state final as the 13-9 Crusaders of Coach Matt Hahn take on the 12-10 Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors of Coach Adam Vanderskaff. Thank you to Luis Torres back in the studio, and welcome to all of you who have tuned in for tonight's ballgame. You are listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show on Catholic Radio, brought to you by Five Star Awards and More, Mr. Craig Festy, Farm Bureau Insurance, Greg Fisher, Christy Smith Funeral Home, Krishna and Elise Bishwakarma, McClintock Insurance, and our friends at Scooters Coffee Shop, KFHC, KOI Radio, and Bishop Heelan. Wish to thank all of our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Heelan basketball. And, of course, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of this would be possible. Tonight's pregame is brought to you also in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group LLC, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Action Coach XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computer. The Crusaders seek a return trip to the Iowa Boys Substate Final. They earned a spot in tonight's contest with a 53-50 victory over the Sioux Center Warriors just a few nights ago. They will take on a Sergeant Bluff Luton Warrior team who earned their spot in tonight's game with a hard-fought victory Monday over the Storm Lake Tornadoes. Charlie, when you look at these two teams, you have two different styles as well as two different coaching staffs. Matt Hahn, in his coaching career, his second year as a head coach, doing a great job. And then Adam Vanderskaff, who's been at Sergeant Bluff for his 20th year, has taken multiple teams to state, and who also has on his bench one of our former coaches, Mr. Joe Burkhart, who's in his 49th year of coaching in Metro Sioux City. So you have two different styles of team, and then you also have two different levels of experience on the bench.
You got to love Joe Burkhart, one of my former coaches. Great guy. I like our chances tonight. I think we're the bigger, more athletic team. I think if we play bigger and more athletic, we've got a good shot to move on. Always got to be worried about Sergeant Bluff, though. With veteran coaching, they're always ready to play this time of year. They always look great in the postseason, and so we're going to have to do our part to move on.
Absolutely. You know, with Sergeant Bluff tonight, they will be without their main guard and scorer in the backcourt in senior Emiliano Gonzalez. He's had a heck of a senior year, averaging 12 points a game. So you take 12 points out of the lineup of a team that's averaging in the 40s, that's a big piece of the puzzle to take out of that lineup. He'll be replaced in their lineup by Cy Gall, another senior. When we look at Heelan, Bo Chamberlain missed the other night. Bo will be back on the court tonight, but not in the starting lineup, is Kaysen Thomas. This sensational sophomore, you know, all-state football player, really is coming along lately and doing great things.
Yeah, Kaysen's been bringing some really great energy. I thought he was outstanding against Sioux Center. He knows his role. He knows he's a guy that's going to get rebounds. He's going to slash. He's going to get putbacks. But he's not out there trying to handle the ball or he's staying within himself and doing a really nice job with it.
Yeah, he definitely plays within his game. Well, we are just about a minute away from starting lineup, so we're going to take a short break to hear from some of those fine sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics on Catholic Radio. And we also take a time to hear from our pregame prayer from Bishop Heelan Chaplain, Father Travis Crotty. You're listening to the Verity Group pregame show on KFHC KOI Radio.
To get focused and stay focused in February, Action Coach XL Edge is here to help. We guide business owners, leaders, and professionals to get stronger and grow. We show them how to invest in themselves, their people, their systems, and their processes to drive accountability and achieve real results. Plus, they find joy again in what they do. For information on how to partner with us, we're online at xledge.actioncoach.com. Let's get more life out of your business.
Hello, listeners. I am Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, We wanted to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
Starting lineups and national anthem. And while we have you, we were going to go through our healing lineup. Tonight at forward, we have Kaysen Thomas, 6'2" sophomore, Quinn Olson, 6'3" senior. In the post, sort of, 6'7" senior Matthew Knoll. In your guard court is 6'2" senior Sean Schaefer, along with 6' senior Brady Schultz. For the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors, at point guard, they'll have Brolio Gonzalez, a 5'10" junior. Isaiah Jervik, a 6'3" sophomore at the other guard spot. As we mentioned, Cy Gall will step in for Emiliano Gonzalez at another wing spot. Cy is a 6' senior. And then inside, a couple of other seniors. In post, Scott Dixon, the leading scorer at 14 points a game. Scott's a 6'4" senior. And Ryan Hoffman, a 6'5" senior, averaging 5 points a game. We are going to take a real quick break, go back here from some of those sponsors before we come back and get this tip off. Again, you're listening to KOIA KFHC 88.1 Catholic Radio. And I think we're going to stay here. Maybe we're going to stay here, Charlie.
Sounds good.
Some upcoming broadcasts, hopefully. We will be in Des Moines next Tuesday to cover the girls versus Lewis Central, 5 o'clock, in first round of the state tournament. And then also, we hope to be here Monday up in Lamar, as we hope to be up there for a sub-state final. But we got to get to tonight first. We're standing now for the national anthem. Again, we'll take this opportunity to head back to the station to hear from some of those great sponsors.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Heelan High School Athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Heelan Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the Enrollment Fieldhouse. As we were just finishing up the national anthem here, getting ready for a Class 3A district final versus the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors and the Bishop Heelan Crusaders. And we're ready to go. Charlie Delaney joining Tom Betts tonight. Charlie, it's only been how many years since I was able to sit on the bench with you and Mr. Chamberlain behind you.
Yeah.
Mr. LaFleur didn't play that senior year, but 1993, what a year that was, huh?
Great memories. Memories of a lifetime. We're still all really good friends. We were in each other's wedding. Going to state is got to be one of the best high school experiences you can have.
And absolutely. Well, we're ready for tip-off. It'll be Matt Knoll jumping against number 22 Ryan Hoffman. Two seniors going at it. Expect a great battle tonight. And the tip will go to the Crusaders. Back court to Mr. Brady Schultz. Brady's going to come up. Crusaders typically run a set to start the game. We'll see what they've got going. It'd be nice to get Mr. Matt Knoll off to the a good start early. Crusaders left wing to Quinn Olson. Quinn Olson gets a little ball pick up top from Schultz. He drives. Nothing there. Kicks out top to Sean Schaefer. Passes up the three-pointer. Left wing over to Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen looks into Quinn Olson. He's going to come up and look for a ball screen. Great slip action there by Mr. Kaysen Thomas, but better defense by the Warriors. Warriors in transition.
As expected, Matt Knoll getting face guarded early.
And again, if you're going to beat Helan, that's what I think most teams would do. Is Warriors are going to look to go inside to Mr. Dixon. Nothing there. Seigal on the cut. Back out top to Dixon. Dixon's going to slow things down. With the Warriors, they will be methodical. They are not going to be in a hurry, I can guarantee you that. Jervik inside. He's trying to post up Schultz. He gets to the basket. Nothing there. Knoll with the rebound, and he'll look to push it. Matt Knoll up the right wing. Nothing there. Cut off by Jervik. Over to Schaefer. Left wing to Schultz. Into the corner to Kaysen Thomas. Back up to Schultz. Crusaders doing a nice job moving the ball left to right. Get the ball in the block. Quinn Olson tried to go baseline, but he didn't see the help coming from Scott Dixon.
Yeah, it seems like early Sergeant Bluff's playing off of a couple guys and helping down on Matt and Quinn Olson.
Well, and if you're playing the Crusaders, you pick your poison.
Right.
And the poison is usually take Matt Knoll away and see if other guys can beat you. Jervik looks for the back cut there to Hoffman. Nothing there. Knoll with the steal. Knoll pushes it. Right wing to Schultz. Right corner to Sean Schaefer inside to Olson. Out top to Schultz. Three-pointer is up and good. Great shot. Great inside out. And I tell you what, this season, when we get Brady Schultz going early, things go well for the Crusaders.
Yeah, love to see it.
The Warriors in transition. Over to Dixon. Dixon getting a ball pick from Hoffman. He'll take it right. Nothing there. Shoots a tough 17-footer. Free throw line jumper. That was a shot well earned.
Absolutely. Dixon had 27 the other night, and if he's making shots like that, he's going to be tough.
Absolutely. Olson brings the ball up court. Right wing to Kaysen Thomas. Up top to Schaefer. Left wing to Olson. Over to the corner to Schultz. Schultz penetrates middle of the lane. Nothing there. It kicks it out to Quinn Olson. Crusaders doing a great job moving the ball. Knoll from three. A little bit long, but Schaefer with the offensive rebound. Crusaders doing a great job lately with offense and rebounds and second shots. Olson on the drive. Gets cut off by Dixon. Out to Schultz again from three. A little bit off that time. And Dixon with the rebound. Sergeant Bluff in transition with number 10, Gonzalez, attacking the basket of Schaefer. And foul on the floor. Schaefer with the block. Again, come down to district play, sub-state play, fouls, free throws, everything matters. Everything matters. Bo Chamberlain, young man, had to sit out the other night with a little back injury, checking in for Kaysen Thomas.
It'd be nice to see Bo hit a couple early threes, too, and spread this pack defense out a little bit.
Absolutely. Again, the Warriors taking their time on offense. Dixon trying to back down Knoll. That's a tough job to do. He gets the bat. Step back jumper, really tough shot over Matt Knoll, and Schaefer with the rebound. Schaefer will push the ball. He's attacking, nothing there. Gall took the ball away from Schaefer. A little bit of sloppy ball handling there by Sean. Warriors in transition. Great block shot there by Matt Knoll. Warriors maintain possession. Gonzalez up top. Up to Jervik. Jervik, the sophomore, really had a really nice season. Over to Gall. Gall up top to Dixon. Swings it to Hoffman. Back over to Jervik, looking for the ball pick. A little pick and roll action. They got a mismatch inside to see if they can take advantage of it. Hoffman doesn't want it. He kicks it back out to Gonzalez up top. Right wing to Jervik. Into Dixon in the post. He's isolated on Matthew Hahn. Again, off the glass. And Dixon, I tell you what, the man, I think he's in a good rhythm right now, isn't he?
He's making some incredibly difficult shots. Knoll is a great defender. People realize all the scoring Knoll does, but he's actually a really great defender. And so for Dixon to get those points with Matt playing really pretty good defense is remarkable.
Correct. Great drive there. That, you know, that's the part of the game as Sean Schaefer drives right, finishes the basket. That's a really strong part of Sean's game we haven't seen in a while. Like to see that pick back up.
Yeah, not many people can stay in front of Sean Schaefer. He's so explosive.
Yeah.
When he drives it, it's tough.
Yeah, Dixon again isolating Hahn again. He's looking for something out to Hoffman from three. Not a really a typical shot you'd expect from the senior. Crusaders in transition. Schultz to Knoll up the right sideline. Matt's looking for a little attack basket. Gives it back out to Quinn Olson. Quinn from three. Good.
Big.
And again, bonus bucket right there. If we can get Quinn Olson consistently, if he can just be a threat out there, it really opens up so many more things.
Absolutely agree. Sergeant Bluff's really packing it in, and we get our shooters going, yeah. And it's going to be a long night for them.
Exactly. Dixon, again, Sergeant Bluff taking the time. Jervik on the left wing, up to Dixon, over to Gonzalez on the right wing. Gall coming off a double stagger, nothing there. Gonzalez on the drive with Schultz. He's looking to take him. Fadeaway jumper from 12. Noel with the rebound and in transition. Let's make this count. Might have gotten away with a – they called the block. They did call a block up top. That was one where you almost wish they would have not called it, and Quinn makes a layup and we keep playing on. But the Crusaders will have the ball out of bounds underneath. You're just joining us. It's 2:53 left in this first quarter. Crusaders 8, Sergeant Bluff 4. Crusaders come with some subs here. Pierce Conley, 6-foot junior, along with Charlie Von Drager, the 6'5" junior as well, check into the lineup. Sergeant Bluff into the zone.
Yeah, it looks like they're in a 2-3.
And Charlie a little bit, I like to see Charlie get a little sweat going there, but you can't question a shooter, right? Charlie misses a three. Jervik in transition. Number 34, Joey Hardy checked in after the game for Sergeant Bluff. Again, Jervik up top, isolated on Chamberlain. He looks inside again to Dixon. There, it looks like that's where they want to go early on. Block shot by Matthew Knoll to Pierce Conley. Crusaders in transition again. Being smart, Quinn Olson looks at three, turns it down, cuts to the basket, and we got a foul on Mr. Hoffman. As Quinn did a nice face cut to cut in front of the Warrior, and Bo looked for him, and the foul's called. Again, here's Kaysen Thomas checking back into the lineup for the Crusaders, giving Quinn Olson a break. And again, early on, Crusaders 8, Sergeant Bluff 4, 2:15 left in the first quarter. Crusaders out of bounds underneath, get the slip to Matt Knoll. Knoll from 12, no good, a little bit long. Here's Jervik with the rebound in transition. And you don't see Sergeant Bluff looking to push it much. They are perfectly fine scoring 35 points a game and winning the game. Jervik up top again, over to Dixon. Dixon to Gonzalez, fumbles the ball a little bit, and now Matthew Knoll out guarding the 5-foot, 8-point guard from the Warriors. So they'll look to isolate, get a little pick-and-roll action going. Over to Jervik on the left wing, trying to get the ball inside to Joey Hardy. Nothing there. Dixon, again, patiently looking inside. Shot clock's getting to the bottom. 1 second left on the shot clock. And it is blocked out of bounds, and it's a shot clock violation. The Crusaders will get the ball. Great defensive set.
Yeah, really great defensive set. Sergeant Bluff looks to really be trying to go to Dixon early. Last few possession, Knoll has really slowed him down. And Sergeant Bluff's a little bit sideways right now, trying to figure out where to go with the ball.
Absolutely. Again, the Crusaders keep coming with subs. Matthew Knoll and Chamberlain to the bench. Quinn Olson at the point. A minute 28 left here in this first quarter. Kaysen Thomas from three in and out. I don't have a real problem with Kaysen shooting that because, again, I think, and especially in high school basketball, you see a kid shoot, you think, well, he must be a shooter, right? Kaysen really hasn't proven that as Matthew Knoll checks back into the game for Charlie Von Drager. But I think those shots do help open up the defense.
I totally agree. Sergeant Bluff's really playing off of several guys, and I'm perfectly fine with guys stepping up, confident, trying to knock down shots.
Right. Low scoring first quarter, 8-4, minute 13 left. Warriors have the ball. Dixon's going to set up high. Looking for a little isolation. Nothing there. He'll kick the ball back to Jervik on the left wing. Jervik up to the Gonzalez. Over to number 42, Gavin Arndt, who's checked into the game. And Joey Hardy, maybe not a place he's comfortable out 22 foot from the hoop, travels with the basketball. Crusaders will take over. Just under a minute left in the first quarter. Again, just joining us, 8-4 Helan in district championship play at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Kaysen Thomas, right wing up top to Pierce Conley. Left side to Schaefer. Schaefer, 15-foot jumper, a little bit off. And I tell you what, there was two guys up there above the rim. That one from Helan and one from Sergeant Bluff.
Yeah. A lot of outstanding athletes out on the floor right now.
Yes. Jervik, Jervik's a young man that's had a good season, hasn't gotten into the offense. Attempts a three-pointer, a little bit short. I think Jervik, especially with Emiliano, Jervik has to step up and be a bigger offensive threat for the Warriors tonight.
I totally agree with that.
20 seconds left.
He's a nice player.
Yes, he is. Crusaders will run one last shot as we've got 15 seconds, and I apologize. We haven't even had a break in this first quarter, so I can recognize those great first quarter sponsors, but we will get to you. Don't worry. Quinn Olson at the elbow. Olson gets fouled. He got pushed about 12 foot. No foul called.
Yeah.
And
they called that one.
They called one, and I think we're going to have some time on the clock.
You should have 1 or 2 seconds, Tom.
I think there's time for at least 1 second left on the clock. The foul was called, and then the buzzer hit, but I think when the foul called, there was definitely time on the clock. So they will put a second back on the clock. Sergeant Bluff's going to stay in his zone. The Crusaders, Quinn Olson, look for the inbound to Knoll. And, again, that's the first quarter. Again, while we have a chance, we want to thank the Verity Group, LLC. We also want to thank Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach Excel. We're going to take it back to the studio. Hear some from some of our other sponsors. You're listening to 88.1 Catholic Radio.
Here at Wilmus Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the door frame? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety, a place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It's Crusader basketball. Actually, it's the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warrior basketball as they will start the second quarter. They are trailing the Crusaders 8-4 in a very low-scoring first-quarter game. Both teams just still really trying to figure each other out, or maybe that's the problem, is they know each other too well. Dixon with the mid-lane jumper from 15. In and out, Matt Knoll with the rebound. And, again, Dixon with Gonzalez out of the game tonight has really stepped up. He's being very offensive-minded. He's got all four of the Warrior points. Crusaders have come down looking to run a little set. Looks like the old a little scut play from the Andy Foster days. A little flex action. They're looking to get Knoll right now on a flex cut. He gets chested by Seigal, and there will be a foul on the play. The official, Brady Baker. Brady Baker was the point guard on MLC's state team my second year as a head coach, one of my favorite guys of all time. Yeah, he's become an excellent official. Crusaders will take the ball out underneath. They inbound it up top. Quinn Olson. Schultz will come off the top. Olson with the drive. Off to Schaefer from three. Good. Bonus action. Sean Schaefer, that's good offense and good patient offense. Sean's got time to shoot it. That extends the Crusader lead, 11-4.
Yeah, I really like. We're shooting the ball pretty well tonight. We got Quinn, Brady, and Sean with a three. If Sergeant Bluff's going to continue to stand in the lane, I like our chances. We're looking good.
Well, and again, I think we talk about it. Sergeant Bluff's going to have to find someone else that wants to score the basketball. Right now, it's Mr. Scott Dixon, and no one else has really looked to take many shots.
I agree. Dixon's been very assertive with the ball, and his step back is really hard to guard, but somebody else has to step up for them because he can't be the focal every time down.
Jervik on the drive. Oh, he gets past Kaysen Thomas. I don't think Kaysen was ready for him to explode to the basket like that. And Jervik, another sophomore, is a very good athlete, gets to the hole. He'll go to the free throw line. Gives us a chance to thank some of our sponsors tonight, Fibercom and Mills Shellhammer Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Again, your Security National Bank score is 11-4 Helan. Jervik missed the first free throw. His second one is up and good. Makes it 11-5 Crusaders, 6:36 to go, second quarter. Matt Knoll will bring it up. Matt, as we know, he'll play every position from post to point guard. He runs off a little UCLA cut up top, looking to get him posted down low. Schultz on the reversal from three gets the old the Bermuda Triangle shot. The ball basically got pinned between the rim and the backboard, and that becomes a jump ball. And since Sergeant Bluff got the ball at the quarter, it will remain Helan basketball. Keelan will inbound. Quinn Olson looks up top. He's looking deep to Mr. Schaefer, Sean Schaefer, from three again. And Sean's a little bit short there. So you might have spoke too early. Our last two threes haven't looked so good, Charlie. We need to change that mojo.
Yeah. I like that the guys are at least stepping up, ready to shoot.
No
shoot with confidence. You know, again, I've said it. I sound like a broken record, but Sergeant Bliss really standing in the lane, and I like that our guys are being confident.
Right. Warriors inside to Dixon. Dixon, great little – he did a nice little – we used to call it the double drop move on Matt Knoll. And, he's Matt's got the size advantage, but Dixon does a great job of kind of creating space.
Yeah, his footwork is phenomenal, and I've been really impressed with – I was surprised to hear he scored 27 the other night, but now I understand why. His footwork is impeccable.
Absolutely. Quinn Olson up top. He swings to the left side, over to the corner to Schaefer. Schaefer will drive baseline, loses the basketball, and that will stay with the Crusaders. I think the last three possessions have not gone the way the Crusaders want. Time for good possession next time down as the Crusaders lead the Warriors 11-7, 5:35 to go here in the second quarter.
We're still having a tough time getting Noel touches. Sergeant Bluff's doing a really good job of denying him the basketball.
Well, Matt Knoll scoreless right now. He was scoreless in our first quarter, or the first half the other night. Hoffman has the ball up top, off to Dixon. Dixon drives right against Schaefer, against Schultz. A nice step through by Dixon. And right now, Scott Dixon has kind of owned this first half so far for the Warriors.
I agree. He's been tough.
Yeah. Again, Schultz up top. Crusaders will run a set. They're staying in this lane. They are going to – Their betting is right now. They're not even guarding weak side. They're going to try to take that bucket, the weak side away, kind of get out on Chamberlain a little bit. Foul on Dixon is Mr. Quinn Olson was trying to come across. Official caught him with a hold, and that is foul number one on Dixon. Two fouls in the quarter on the Warriors, one on the Crusaders, as Charlie Von Drager will check back in for Sean Schaefer. Crusaders inbounding underneath, looking for the slip to Knoll, not there. Again, Schultz, left side, over to the left wing to Quinn Olson. Quinn's isolated on Jervik, nothing there. Back up top to Chamberlain. And Chamberlain over to Schultz. Schultz at the high post to Knoll. Knoll looking to be aggressive there. Kind of passes up a shot out to Beau Chamberlain. Beau from three, and that is no good. Again, the Warriors, here comes Gonzalez in transition. Nothing there. He's taught to be smart, and he is. He brings it out to Jervik. Jervik over to Seigal, to Dixon. Dixon from three, a little bit long. Schultz with the rebound. And right there, I wish Schultz would run it. We need to push that. I think we're letting kind of Sergeant Bluff get back and set defense up. We've had a number of possessions in a row without scoring. We need to get a little transition going. Beau Chamberlain from 12. He shot at 11. As Gonzalez in transition. He doesn't have numbers. He backs it out. He'll go over to left wing to Jervik. Jervik penetrates. Nothing there. But Jervik to the basket. He gets past Charlie Von Drager, but he can't get the bucket to roll. There's Quinn ahead. And again, foul on that's going to be foul on Hoffman. And I don't want to say it was a good foul for them, but if there's one fault to Quinn's game this year, it's been his consistent free throw shooting. So let's see how Quinn can do at the line right now.
Well, it's a smart foul because you took away a layup. But to your point earlier, Tom, it's nice to see we actually got out and ran that possession.
Absolutely.
I wish we could get some easier baskets that way before they set up in their pack 2-3.
Well, and again, if you watch Heelan girls play, the girls are not afraid to turn the ball over. And again, transition teams, if you want to play in transition, you can't be afraid to turn the ball over. It's not going to be a perfect game, but you have to weigh the pros and the cons and say, hey, over the course of a game, we're going to be more successful more often than not. Olson a little bit long on both free throws. Rebound 42, Gavin Arndt. Gavin's a freshman, and I tell you what, I've been really impressed as I've seen him play this year. He's come off the bench in all three games, about a 6'3 kid, pretty athletic. And they go into the post with him on Charlie Von Drager, and he looks to score, and he does. Nice left hand by the freshman right over Von Drager in mid lane, and that looked like old Greg Stokes from the Hawkeyes days.
It was a pretty good jump hook. Going to be a heck of a player in a few years.
Yeah, again, Crusaders looking for Knoll. Again, Von Drager from three, a little bit long. Knoll with the offensive rebound. Matt's being really very patient. You know, right now, a lot of kids like that might get frustrated, but not Matt Knoll. Olson inside the post. They double down on him. He's isolated on Dixon. The freshman Arndt digs down over to Schultz. Three-pointer by Schultz, a little bit long. Dixon with the rebound and a foul on Chamberlain on the tie-up. And again, you're just joining us. We have 2:58 left here in the second quarter. Crusaders were up 11-4 at one time. Warriors have battled back 11-11. It was 8-4 after one. It's 11-11 now. You want to talk about a low-scoring chess match, you just tuned into it.
Yeah, we started off really pretty hot from the outside hitting shots, and lately, the last few possessions, we've had a tough time seeing the ball go through.
Yeah, Jervik in on Chamberlain. He posts him up, and Jervik scores. Again, the Warriors right now are mixing and matching guys in the post. Last time it was the freshman Arndt. This time Jervik. They're looking for mismatches, and so they're getting other guys involved at this point. A Crusaders now looking for Noel in the post. They finally got the ball into him, and the Warriors fouled him. And again, with two team fouls here in the – or I'm sorry, that's four team fouls for the Warriors, is Quinn Olson will check back into the game for Brady Schultz.
Seems like when we can get Noel a touch, they're playing him very, very physical in there.
Yeah. Crusaders out of it versus a 2-3 zone. Charlie Von Drager in the corner to Noel, out to Mr. Pierce Connolly from three. Nothing there. Jervik gets the rebound, and he'll push the ball. Jervik says, okay, let's run a little bit. To Arndt, to Gonzalez from the arc. The first shot of the game for the point guard, out to number 42, Gavin Arndt. Arndt up top to Jervik. Jervik at the point. Again, he'll slow things down for a second and try to take Mr. Olson, and he didn't get away. He traveled. I wasn't so sure they weren't going to call a block, but I think they got the call right.
They did get the call right, and I'm glad they did, because we were a little mixed up, and Dixon was wide open right under the basket.
Yeah. Again, the Crusaders will take over. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. 13 for the Warriors, 11 for the Crusaders. The Crusaders looking for a little pick-and-roll action with Quinn Olson. Pierce Connolly comes off, nothing there. They'll continue to run their offense. Chamberlain looking with the ball screen from Noel. He comes off, looking to get Noel the post touch. Gavin Arndt comes over the top, and Matt Noel will go to the free throw line for his first opportunity to score in this half.
Yeah. Well, and we haven't scored a lot as a team, so.
Right.
We need Matt to get going, and we need everybody to get going.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I want to catch up. Our second quarter sponsors tonight are Lightform Real Estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Tammy does a great job. She's with Keller Williams. Matt misses the first free throw. In addition to a Lightform and Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, we want to thank Stram Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, and Barclay Asphalt. Matt gets the second free throw to go to narrow that score to 13-12. And again, only two touchdowns have been scored, and both teams have missed a lot of extra points, okay? Sergeant Bluff down, Dixon on the left wing, up top to Hardy, over to Jervik. They're looking, they're going to be patient. There's Gavin Arndt. He's out there about on the arc to Dixon. Dixon has Noel isolated. It doesn't really get past him. Matt Noel with a nice little defensive stop. But I tell you what, better offense again by Scott Dixon as he gets a little four-footer to go.
Again, Matt's a really good defender, and Dixon's fadeaway step-back stuff is just, it's been unguardable.
And Matt with the, Matt gives a little give-and-go cut. Bo hits him, but Sergeant Bluff, they are doing a great job of knowing where Matthew Noel is. Quinn Olson will take the ball out of bounds underneath as the Crusaders retain possession. Inbound to Chamberlain. Nothing there. Noel from 22. See if he can get going. He gets fouled maybe. Rebound to Mr. Gonzalez from Sergeant Bluff. And Sergeant Bluff in transition will hit Dixon. Dixon, he probes, backs up. Nothing there. Over to Arndt. Slip might have been open there for Scott Dixon. Over to Jervik. Jervik on the screen roll to Arndt. He gets the ball in and scores over Pierce Connolly. 40 seconds left here in this first quarter. Crusaders trailing 17-12. Really have had a hard time finding any ways to score. And part of me is Bo Chamberlain will get the ball from top of the key. Nothing there. Quinn Olson with the rebound. Right now it's got to be, I'm not sure if I wouldn't be afraid to call a timeout if I was Coach Hahn and finish this quarter with a bucket. We've got to run our best set.
Yeah, I agree with you. It'd be nice to get a little bit of momentum going into half.
Yeah.
Second quarter wasn't very kind to us. We've got a chance to score here. Hopefully we convert.
And again, Olson on the drive. He gets inside, 12-footer, and he gets the ball to roll. He gets it to roll, and the Crusaders needed that bucket big time. Gonzalez from the three-quarter court, nothing there. And so we will finish this first half, and what a first half it was. Crusaders trailing the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors 17-14. We're going to send it back to the studio and come back afterwards with our halftime show. You're listening to 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
Are you ready, Siouxland? The Sioux City Bandits season premiere kicks off on Saturday, March 9th at the Tyson Event Center against the Minneapolis Warriors. Don't miss out on a historic season of dynamic professional arena football and family fun entertainment for all ages. Tune in right here to Siouxland Catholic Radio and stay up to date on the 25th year of professional football in Siouxland and a legacy of legends 2024.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to your Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio. Brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. Crusaders trail the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors in a low-scoring game, 17-14. In addition to our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, we also want to recognize our other halftime sponsors, New Underwriter, People's Bank of Sioux City, Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapy Specialists. Security National Halftime Statistics. I'm going to leave that to Charlie. Charlie, what do we have for scoring up there? Not a lot to go over, so it shouldn't take you a long time.
Yeah, we've got Schaefer's got five. Quinn Olson's got five. I know I saw Brady Schultz hit a three.
Yeah.
And we've got one. We got our best player with 1 point. So we get it. We got to find a way to get him scoring.
And again, Scott Dixon with 10 points. I also thought off the bench for the Warriors, Gavin Arndt came in, the freshman came in and did some really nice stuff for the Warriors. Isaiah Jervix kind of got going here in the second quarter. But it was really the first half was the Scott Dixon show for Sergeant Bluff.
Yeah, he's been so assertive. You know, almost every time he touches it, he's looking to score. He's done it from the outside. He's done it around the block. He's really been impressive tonight.
Very impressive. And, again, I think so many things are affecting the Crusaders' offense. Number one, they played a little zone, but really they're just playing a man zone. They're sagging off shooters, and they're saying, okay, you're going to have to hit some. And even when we hit a couple, they stayed patient with their defense. They didn't, you know, a lot of times if a team sees a guy hit a shot, it's like, oh, my gosh, well, that philosophy didn't work. We better guard him. Well, they stayed consistent what they tried to do, and that's I've known Coach Vanderskaff. We've known Coach Burkhart for a long time. Coach Den Herter, a former head coach. Those guys have been around the block, and they had these guys prepared, and it's no secret that Sergeant Bluff, Coach Vanderskaff, always gets his teams playing the best at the end of the year, and their secret in the first half worked for him.
Yeah, the first 5 minutes, you know, we came out the gate hitting shots all over the floor, and I was feeling pretty good, and it was just fine if Sergeant Bluff wanted to pack it in. But that second quarter was tough. I think we scored 3 points in the second quarter. Yeah.
6 points in the second quarter. It was 8-4 after the first, 14-17 and a half.
So 6 in the second quarter. I would like to see us get some more transition baskets going, maybe extend our defense and get some turnovers, especially with Emiliano not playing tonight and a less experienced guard in tonight. It would be nice to see us maybe extend and pressure and get some turnovers.
Well, how many times have you seen it where one of a team's better players is out because of sickness or injury? Everyone else kind of elevates their game a little bit.
And they've certainly done that.
Yes.
Jervix had a really nice half, along with, of course, Mr. Dixon, who was just incredible.
Yeah.
And we had a really tough time slowing him down.
Now, on the other side of this sub-state is MOC hosting Glenwood tonight. And so I would imagine that the favorite up there is MOC. But whoever, that's going to be a heck of a final on Monday night. That game will be played, I think, either way at Lamar's Community High School on Monday night at 7 o'clock. Crusaders have some work to do if they want to play in that game.
Yeah, they certainly do. And I've seen some highlights of MOC. They've got an impressive player that I believe is going to play at Northwestern next year.
Well, Jesse Van Kalsbeek.
He looks like the real deal.
Jesse is the real deal. Jesse had some Division I interest from USD, South Dakota State, so many. But Jesse's brothers all went to Northwestern, and are phenomenal players. Is actually his brother Alex is up at Northwestern is one of the premier players in the GPAC Athletic Conference. So. We got 3 minutes left to go in the first, or in at halftime here. We're going to take a break here, send you back to the studio for a little extended thanks to all those sponsors that make our broadcast tonight possible. You're listening to KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse and Freilich Family Floor. Two things I want to recognize is I want to recognize the Freilich family. This will be the last event this year on the Freilich Family Floor. That was something that was sold at our auction off at our Helan auction last year. It was very competitive to have your name on the floor for an entire year of sporting events. And we can't thank all the family, huge family, the Freilich family. Frank's kids stepped up and support the auction, and so we want to thank them. We also want to point out tonight, Joanne Olson mentioned to me that this is the last game that Olson will play in the field for Helan, in a home game in the field house tonight. So, you know, you take those things for granted. We've heard that name forever, and I said, well, a few years down the road, the boys will have the next generation of Olsons coming through. So. We're just ready here for tip-off in the third quarter. Want to talk about our third quarter premier corporate sponsors, Folk Brothers, Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. In addition to those fine folks from Folk Brothers and Central Bank, we also want to thank Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixture Company. Security National Bank score 17 for Sergeant Bluff, Helan 14. Sergeant Bluff gets the ball to start this quarter. They'll inbound and take it to the high post to Jurvik. He's looking for Hoffman inside. Nothing there. Over to Dixon on the left wing. Hands off to Gall. Up back top to Dixon, who now maybe has Olsen on him. He might look to penetrate more. Looking inside to Hoffman. Nothing there. Hoffman on Matthew Hahn. Matt Nolan. Jurvik on the drive. He gets to the basket, and nothing there. Bo Chamberlain starting this quarter in place of Kaysen Thomas, the senior. So we've got an all-senior lineup there for the Crusaders, one we've seen most of the year. Schaefer up top. Again, the Warriors sagging off. Quinn Olsen, as he gets the ball on the wing, looking inside to Matt Noll. Get the ball inside, and again, nothing, no answer there. Matt Noll with his first field goal of the night over Jurvik.
Yeah, good start for us. A little high-low action with Bo and Matt Noll. It's good to see Matt get one go through.
Yeah. Again, Gonzalez penetrates, nothing there. Dixon, he takes it at Noll. Little fadeaway jumper, a little bit short. Rebound to Schultz. Schultz hands off to Schaefer. Schaefer up the right sideline. He's looking inside for Noll again, who's being guarded by Jurvik. The sophomore, I tell you what, that's a big role for a sophomore to take on one of the state's best players in 3A. And that's Hoffman coming over as we try to go into Noll. Nothing there. Up to Dixon on the right wing. Sergeant Bluff will slow it down. Out top to Jurvik. To Gonzalez at the point. And they will set up a little ball screen with Hoffman and Gonzalez over to Jurvik. Jurvik inside to Dixon. Again, posted up. And Schultz, great job, Matt Noll, tipping the ball away. Now it's Schultz in transition. And Schultz takes it to the basket. And gets a shot blocked. But picks up the foul on Jurvik. And I like the way Brady took that ball to the hole. I was afraid he had in his mind he was going to pass it, and I think Sergeant Bluff knew that, and he made the right play.
He did, and he went into the body of the shot blocker, which was really smart to draw that foul. If he kind of fades away, he gets that thing thrown into the student section.
And Schultz gets the first one to bounce around and bounce in. Some scores around the area. Carroll's up 6 on ADM at half. That's a game I picked right. And Clear Lake and North Polk tied up at half. Schultz, second free throw up and good. Nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. And good. Crusaders take the lead back.
Yep, good start to the third. We're running a little bit of high-low stuff to try to get Noll going. And good to see us at least tie it up early.
Yeah. Again, Gonzalez gets in there. There's really not a lot for him to do in there. Because teams aren't going to help out, and it's Gall with a three-pointer. Quick shot by Gall. Noll with the rebound. Pushes it to Schaefer, up to Quinn Olsen. Quinn gets away with the travel. No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the right call. Quinn took a little bit of half step and might have tweaked that ankle a little bit as he came down on it. He's got a little bit of a limp, and hopefully he can just kind of walk that off. Gonzalez with the ball. He'll come up again. If there's one thing Sergeant Bluff's going to do is they're going to be patient, and they're running some cutters through. It's Hoffman up top, over to Gall, to Gonzalez, bringing Dixon off of the stagger. Nothing there. He'll look back to the right side, and now he slows things down, and it will look to take Noll off the dribble. Nothing there. Hoffman kind of on an island upstairs. Sergeant Bluff a little bit out of sorts right now. Crusaders have kind of amped up the defense.
Yep.
Little backdoor cut there by Gonzalez. Nothing there. And a shot clock violation.
Really good defensive set by the Crusaders. We seem to extend out a little bit further and pressure a little more, and they did not like that pressure.
No, they didn't.
And got a little sideways.
And I think that's where they really miss Emiliano Gonzalez. I mean, Emiliano's a great scorer at 12 points a game, but he's the kind of their guy that handles the ball most of the time.
He does, and I'd like to see us continue to extend our defense out.
Yeah. And Crusaders looking inside to Noll. Here comes the double, and he is doubled, but he gets past it, gets to the basket. And, I tell you what, tough that he didn't finish that. He had a great little look, and now it's the Warriors in transition. Gonzalez, mid-lane, free throw, nothing, backs out. He goes right side to Jurvik. Jurvik attacks the basket over Schaefer, and he picks up the foul on Schaefer, and Jurvik will go to the free throw line. And if tell you what, if you don't think points per possession are important in this half, I mean, a low-scoring game like this, this is exactly how Coach Vanderskamp drew it up, and his kids buy into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great game plan. Every possession matters, and Sergeant Blood's going to have a chance at the end to win this thing. If they keep their transition game out of the way for the Crusaders. So,
absolutely.
So it's a great game plan. Hopefully we can continue to keep scoring to start this third.
Right. Jurvik makes his first free throw. Second one is up. Is down as well. as the Warriors take back the lead here. 19-18, 4:43 left in the third quarter of your district championship basketball game. Olsen up top at the point against Dixon, right wing to Schultz. He's looking into Nolan. Every time he gets it, double's coming. Out to Bo Chamberlain from three. Good.
Big
that,
three.
That was a big three by Bo, and it was a rhythm three. A nice inside out. That's the way you want to catch it and shoot a three-pointer. Jurvik on the penetration. Boy, he says, I'm going to get you back. He ties the ball game back up. I really like that Jurvik. He's a nice player. Again, Olsen on the right wing against Dixon. He's sagging off. They're begging these Crusaders to shoot the ball. They go inside to Null, double down, out to Charlie Vondreger. To Olsen from three, a little bit long. Rebound, Jurvik. Jurvik in transition. And Jurvik, I'm going to the hole. Again, Jurvik a little bit short on the shot. And in transition, it's Matthew Null over to Quinn Olsen. Olsen to the bucket and a block on Gonzalez. And for Gonzalez, I think his first foul and probably a smart foul. I mean, Quinn had a – if they don't call the foul, he's going to gather and make that layup.
Yeah, I agree. But nice to see the Crusaders out running a little
I
bit
agree.
Again.
Yes.
And I like how we started the third. Pressuring out on the perimeter, and we're trying to get some transition going.
Olsen on the inbound inside of Chamberlain. Chamberlain out to Knoll. Right wing Vondreger from three is short. Bo Chamberlain with the rebound. Bo's got nothing, so he goes out to Quinn. Up top to Schaefer from three. Good.
Good.
Again. Crusaders have really, really stepped up. Again, Matt Knoll just joining us. 3 points on the night for our leading scorer. Matt comes into the game averaging 22 a game. And so this is other players stepping up as the ball goes into Hoffman in the post, and he will be fouled by Olsen.
Yeah, Coach Vanderskaff's game plan is if you're going to beat us, you're not beating us with Matt Knoll.
Right.
Every time he touches it, they've got three guys around him. They're being really physical with him. And it's good to see Sean step up and hit a three.
Yeah, Hoffman to the line, a 75% free throw shooter, the postman is. First one's up and down. Ryan's mother, longtime assistant coach, Sergeant Bluff Luton Warrior Women. And so Hoffman will have the second one. Again, just joining us, 3:14 left in this Security National Bank third quarter. Heelan 24, Warriors 22. Defensive rebound by Olsen. He'll bring the ball up the court against the Crusaders with Olsen, Knoll, Vondreger, Chamberlain, and Schaefer. Schaefer from three. Good. Sean Schaefer. I'll tell you what, that is a pleasant surprise. Sean is a guy that really has struggled from the arc at 26% on the season, and tonight he has showed up and hit him. And that really extends the lead to 27-22. We've got a short timeout. We're going to stay here. And, again, let's mention a couple of those third-quarter sponsors again. We are so blessed to have the sponsors that make Catholic Radio possible. From Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake to our premier sponsors, and then Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brothers Funeral Home, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixture Company. Some of our new sponsors, Krishna and Elise Bishwakarna, and Scooters to Coffee. I'll tell you what, I love Scooters. You know, it's a great place. They got them all over town, and it's nice to see they're supporting Catholic Radio.
I'll tell you what, my man, Shake and Bake Sean Schaefer, the one thing I love about Sean Schaefer is he's got a short memory.
Well, great shooters have to have amnesia.
Yep, and he has it. He's not afraid to step up.
Okay, the Warriors back with that five-point deficit, and again, in a low-scoring game, that's big as they inbound to Jurvik. Jurvik fakes a handoff. He now goes isolates on Knoll. Nothing there. Over to Gonzalez. Out to Joe Hardy. Hardy up top to Jurvik. Swings it over to Gavin Arndt, who's back in the game. To Hardy. Inside to Dixon. And Quinn Olsen takes that ball away on the errant pass. Quinn will drive. And yep. Jurvik with the foul. And, again, transition. We talk about it. That's the way we got to score.
Yeah, and Quinn gets that rebound and just explodes out of the backcourt.
Yeah.
To get through three Sergeant Bluff guys and draw the foul.
Yeah. So Quinn will go to the free throw line, 0 for 2 on the night. Quinn on the season is a 50% free throw shooter. Gets the first one to go. And which means he should miss this one if he's 50%, right? It's all about percentages? No. let's see. The Warriors with Hoffman, Dixon, Jurvik, Arndt, and Hardy. Crusaders, Knoll, Schaefer, Olsen, Schultz, and Chamberlain, the all-senior lineup. Quinn Olsen with the second free throw attempt. Again, Crusaders up 28-22. A little bit long on the second one. As 2:33 left, and the Crusaders come back out and put a little pressure on the Warriors. Kind of pull the pressure off. Or are they going to put a little trap on this? Maybe they're going to say, hey, we're going to take some things and do a little gambling. Dixon, a guy that's been very quiet this quarter, guarded by Knoll, and the Warriors with a little five-out motion going. Dixon up top. Hand off to Jervik. Jervik gets into that 15-foot spot, kicks it to Arndt from three, and the freshman a little bit short. Rebound is off of Sergeant Bluff. I think it was off Hardy, and the Crusaders will retain possession.
Nice, like we've been talking, Tom, to see him extend the defense after that free throw. And Sergeant Bluff is not handling the pressure that greatly. They want us to kind of play off him. When we're pressuring them, they seem to get a little bit sideways on offense.
Right, and Dixon, again, little isolation there by Matt Knoll. Couldn't get the basket to go. Warriors with the rebound. Dixon, as I was just going to mention, scoreless in this quarter. Guy that had 10 points. And, again, 10 points doesn't seem like a lot, but when you've only scored 22, they need to get him going. And Dixon, just as I say that, he gets to the basket, and they'll get pick up a foul on number 15, I believe, Quinn Olsen. It is on Quinn, and Dixon will go to the free throw line. Scott is a 59% free throw shooter, so, maybe this is one where, hey, if he gets one out of two, you'd take that on a foul.
Yeah, I don't mind taking away that layup.
Right. Dixon a little bit long on the first free throw, which means he'll probably make this one.
I hope not.
I hope not. Both teams, they are just, it's been a chess match. Is Dixon's second free throw. The senior will step up, and that one is in and out as well, but we got a foul on number 22, Hoffman, on the rebound. Official called a hold, and so the Crusaders have the ball. Four fouls in the quarter on the Warriors, three on the Crusaders. Again, healing up 28-22. Minute 35 left in this third quarter. If you're just joining us, this game was 8-14, healing at the end of one. Crusaders down 14-17 at halftime.
Yeah, it's been kind of like a heavyweight fight. We came out swinging to start the game.
And that's a foul trying to get through that screen on the Warriors. Now, if Bo Chamberlain would have hit that three, it would have been the three plus the ball out. Yeah. Or actually, it's a free throw right now. Should be a two-shot. Charlie, what do you think about the free throw rule this year, the quarter free throw two shots?
I'm as perplexed as everyone. I just don't understand how it even came about. Of course, you know, I played with the seven and a half, like many people did, and that seemed to make sense. I just don't understand why the change even happened.
I have mixed feelings about it. At the end of the game, I just miss the old one-on-one days where there's a little more pressure to get up there and make that first one.
There was more pressure, and strategy-wise, you may want to take your chance on a one-on-one where you don't on two shots.
Agreed. Matt Knoll goes 1-for-2 from the line, extend that lead to 29-22. Again, still anyone's ball game. Warriors this quarter only scored 5 points. But, again, this has been a low-scoring game. Nobody's really lighting the world on fire offensively. Jervik on the right wing. He'll up top to Hoffman, over to the right wing to Dixon. Dixon, he's penetrating again. Not quite as aggressive as Mr. Dixon this quarter.
No, he's not been as assertive.
No, over to Gavin Arndt. And this is where Jervik out. He's going to look to penetrate with just a few seconds left on the shot clock. He steps through, and he gets a little short layup. And I think that one is off of Joe Hardy. As the Warrior faithful did not like that call, and that's a 50-50 call. It's a tough one. But, again, the official is right there.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously has a lot better angle than the crowd does.
Oh, come on. We see that better than the official, don't we, up here?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure he got that right.
Yeah. Schultz pushes it up. Hands off to Knoll. Knoll's looking to penetrate. Oh. Great help by the Warriors. Knocked over Matt Knoll, I think, after the turnover. Inside to Hardy. Hardy looks to score, and it's good. Little run here maybe by the Warriors. 30 seconds left. 29-24 Crusaders, 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Again, you're just joining us. We got a heck of a game in this district final. Crusaders will wait 18 seconds here for the last shot. Olsen at half court holds the ball. He's being guarded by Dixon. Jervik has Knoll. Little ball screen here by Olsen. Olsen tries to penetrate out to Bo Chamberlain in the corner. Oh. In and out three. Boy, I tell you what, that looked good for Bo. And the Warriors get the shot up, hits the front of the rim. Hoffman a little bit short. So to end the third quarter.
Yeah, it's really been a heavyweight fight. Helan came out swinging the first quarter. Sergeant Bluff punched back the second quarter and took the lead. And then to start the third, we came out and landed a few punches again. Yeah. So we'll see who finishes this fight.
Absolutely. You're just joining us. 29-24 Helan. We're going to send back to the studio, hear from some of those great sponsors of Catholic Radio.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us. So we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Good. And if just welcoming you back to Gorman Fieldhouse. We just started the third quarter. Crusaders got the ball, ran the entire shot clock down, got the ball inside of Matt Knoll, and it had a chance at the old conventional three-point play. Couldn't get that one to roll. And Matt will go to the line to shoot two free throws.
Really nice play by Sean Schaefer. A little pump fake and drive into the lane, and then he found Matt down at the block.
And this is, again, Matt... on the night, 5 points, three from the free throw line, one field goal. He'll go back. Second free throw is up and good. Crusaders extend that lead, 31-24. Again, every bucket, every possession is critical here. The Gonzalez comes up. He enters into the high post to Jervik. Jervik looking into Dixon, a guy that was really quiet in that third quarter. He gets Knoll off the floor, and Scott will go to the line for two free throws. Great little set out of the quarter by Sergeant Bluff. I think Coach Vanderskaff knows he needs to get Scott Dixon involved in the offense.
Yeah, he does, and I'd like to see us take away him catching it that deep.
Yeah.
I mean, if he catches that deep, I don't know how we stop him the way he's been playing tonight.
Right. Again, only one foul on the night for Matt Knoll. The foul trouble, not a critical thing. For the Crusaders, Sean Schaefer leading the way right now with 11 very, very critical points for Sean.
Yeah, Sean's played well. With us not in foul trouble, I'd like to see us continue to extend our defense out.
Yeah. Dixon misses the second free throw. Scott, 1-for-4 on the night from the line. And, you know, when your best scorer struggles at the line, that's really tough to go to him at the end of the game situations. Crusaders inbound to Knoll. Nothing there. Out to Chamberlain. Chamberlain skip pass to Quinn Olson. Quinn pump fakes. He's going to look to get to the basket. Spin move. Nothing there but inside to Knoll. And we got a foul on the floor as Knoll tried to catch that ball, and I believe they caught number three, Jervik, on the foul. You know, sometimes a good offense just throw the ball up to Matt Knoll.
Yeah,
see if he can go get it.
He usually does get it.
Yeah. Olsen will inbound. Again, we've got our five seniors on the floor for the Crusaders, out top to Schultz. Ball was tipped off Jervik, and then Schaefer off his hand. And Coach Hahn is not real happy. As Sergeant Bluff will take, I believe, a short timeout here. Timeouts. The Crusaders have four left. That was the first one that Sergeant Bluff has used, I believe. And so very timely timeout. Crusaders leading 31-25. 6:54 left. District final here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Great crowd on hand. I mean, both student sections fired up, ready to go. This is what tournament time high school basketball is all about.
Well, and it's a rivalry. So we've got all the Sergeant Bluff people traveled. We've got a great fan base here with our Healing folks, and it's electric in here.
Now, tomorrow night, a big game I'm going to go down to, and you're going to say why, but I'm going down just because, is Council Bluffs TJ is hosting Norwalk. Norwalk, I've got a dear friend that was a head coach there for a long time, Chris Larson. He does the radio. And so we're going to meet down there, watch the game, because I said you've never experienced TJ. You got to be there. And for a tournament game, and TJ's had a great year.
They have.
You know, they took us out twice, so it's going to be interesting. But I think Coach Foster and I are going to trek on down there. If you want to hop in, you're more than welcome to go.
I may do that. The thing I love about TJ is they play hard.
Yes.
They are the hardest playing team I've seen in some time.
Yeah, they are really they're having a good year, and congrats to them as they're going to play for a chance to make it into their sub-state final. The Warriors will take the ball. They'll attack that Heelan man-to-man defense. It's a Gonzalez up top to Arndt, over to Hoffman. Hoffman up top to Jervik. And, again, the matchups are Matt Nolan, Dixon, and that's where you want. You want your best player guarding their best player and let the better one win. Hardy up top, nothing there. Hand off to Jervik with 12 on the shot clock. Over to Dixon. Dixon from 14, a little bit short. I think the Warriors got the shot they wanted. Dixon from 12, just a little bit short. Matt Noel will bring it up to Olsen, to Schultz in the corner. Up top, key to Chamberlain, to Schaefer on the right wing. We got Olsen up top again, back to Schultz. The Crusaders playing a little five out, not afraid to use a little clock here. Schaefer in the corner, nothing there, hits Chamberlain. Up to Noel at the elbow. Again, shot clock down to 10, into Quinn Olsen, and they will leave him one-on-one against Hoffman, and Quinn is just a little bit long on the jump hook. Jervik on the drive, nothing there. He's out to Dixon. Jervik from three, not a shot he usually shoots. In and out by the sophomore, and Nolan transition. Matthew will bring it up, kick it to Chamberlain. Left wing to Olsen, looking inside for the mismatch with Schaefer. Nothing there, as he has Gonzalez down low. Sean's going to try it again. He says, I want to post this guy up, yep. And he does, and he scores. Yep.
Sean just imposed his will on a smaller defender, really nice play.
Sean Schaefer's been the difference tonight for the Crusaders as we lead 33-25 with 5.5 left in this fourth quarter. Dixon on the drive. Foul will be on Noel, and that'll be Matt's second foul. And, again, this is I can see where Dixon's going to get very, very aggressive here as Seigal will check in right now. I think this is a defensive move by Coach Vanderskaff. Seigal checks in for Braulio Gonzalez, the point guard.
Well, in the words of Coach Burkhardt, if we can get a stop, a score, a stop, and a score, I really like our chances in this game.
Yeah, well, he's a wise man, old Joe Burkhardt. Arndt up top, nothing there. Over to Hoffman, to Jervik at the top of the key, up to Seigal, the senior, to Arndt on the right side. He's got Dixon posted in there, but weak side help takes that pass away. Again, very Gall from three, no good, but the Warriors keep it alive. Dixon, he's short on the three, and right now there's a little bit of a lid on that hoop for the Warriors. And I believe a foul is called on Seigal. Fouls are two for the Crusaders, three for the Warriors. 4:47 left, fourth quarter. Crusaders leading 33-25. And when I get a chance, I'm going to give a great shout-out to our fourth quarter sponsors. They're a great group. Right wing, Schaefer, nothing there. Skip pass to Quinn Olsen. Quinn looks at the three. He shoots. He says, I got you. Nothing there. Jervik on the rebound. Again, critical possession, I think, for the Warriors with 4.5 minutes left. I think they're at the point they need a bucket right here as they've got Arndt on the right wing. Nothing there. Up to Dixon. Dixon's going to get very aggressive. Great little move, left-handed. Oh, I tell you what, that was a little Kevin Michaelis. He faked right, came back left, and got a left-handed scoop shot.
That was exactly Kevin Michaelis.
Yeah.
His footwork has just been off the charts.
33-27 Crusaders, and in 4 minutes left in this fourth quarter, Noel posted up, and the ball taken away again. Maybe got away with a foul, did Matt Noel there. It's getting a little chippy. His goal in transition, Dixon up top, right wing to Jervik. Here's, I think you're going to see a couple guys handle the ball primarily, Mr. Jervik and Scott Dixon. And Jervik has it right now, the sophomore looking to take Schultz off the bounce. He gets in, and he travels. I believe he did, because I think he took just one extra step. He made a great little move, but I think that was a travel.
It was a great move, and I was upset that our help defense wasn't paying attention, yeah. But he did take an extra little step, thankfully. And
while we've got a second here, we've got a full timeout. But we're going to give a shout-out to our fourth-quarter sponsors. It's being brought to you, the tonight's fourth quarter, by premier sponsors St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. In addition to our premier championship game sponsors, our other season-long fourth-quarter sponsors include the great people at Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and new sponsor Tri-State Nursing. Our Security National Bank score, Crusaders 33, Sergeant Bluff 27, 3:39 left here in this fourth quarter district championship. Leading the Crusaders tonight, Sean Schaefer with 13 valuable points. The Warriors have held leading scorer Matt Knoll to 6. Quinn Olson with 6. Brady Schultz with 5. Is that right?
Yep,
and Bo Chamberlain with 3.
Yep.
And for the Warriors, it's been a heavy dose of Scott Dixon with 13 points tonight. And then sophomore Isaiah Jervik, really a very good player with 7 critical points for the Warriors as well, who are playing without their second leading scorer, Emiliano Gonzalez, who had been averaging 12 points a game and really had given Crusaders fits in the first two games of the season that
yeah,
they
he's,
played.
He always seems to shoot it well against the Crusaders.
Yeah. The Crusaders, after this timeout, will come back. They'll have a... 3:39 left. Critical possession as Schultz will bring the ball to court. The Warriors going with a little bit bigger lineup. They don't need to see anyone posted up anymore. Schaefer up top to Knoll. Knoll to right wing to Chamberlain. Crusaders not afraid to use a little bit of that clock as they get Olsen inside to Knoll. Knoll has 5 guys around him. Great little back cut. But I'm telling you what, the freshman, Gavin Arndt,
yeah.
who has just had a heck of a game, he came out of nowhere to block that shot on Sean Schaefer. Critical, critical play. As Jervik attacks the basket, and they can't get the layup to go.
It was great, great help defense by Brady Schultz on that play.
Yeah. Again, Jervik seems to be able to get to that hole when he needs, as Quinn Olson gets to the hole right now, and the foul is going to be called out about the free throw line. Boy, very close to being an and one. The Crusaders have the ball out underneath their own basket. I'll tell you what, it's still anybody's game. 33-27 here, 2:58 left in the fourth quarter. Olsen inbounds it to Schaefer. Schaefer's kind of trapped underneath that basket out to Bo Chamberlain to Schultz at the top of the key. Over to Chamberlain as the Warriors are looked to be in a 2-3 defense out of that out-of-bounds under, and see what kind of play we're going to run. We're going to run a little loop flash. I know they put in some new 2-3 zone plays over the last few days. And right now the Crusaders just haven't struggling finding the open look, because Schultz has the open look from 23. Nothing there. 8 on the shot clock. Crusaders have to find something here as Olsen's up top. No shot available.
Oh.
Skip pass, and there is 3 on the shot clock. Pass is deflected by the Warriors, and the Crusaders are going to have a deep corner out, which is really a lot of times a tough inbound to have, because especially this time of the shot clock, because you have to inbound it so deep to get a good shot.
Yeah, and Sergeant Bluff smartly got out of their 2-3 because of where we're inbounding it from.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're not putting a little more pressure on the inbounder, but they'll get the ball to Bo Chamberlain from 40. And Bo gets a valiant effort off. Then Matt Knoll does a better job, and Matt Knoll gets the offensive rebound and takes it to the basket.
Outstanding effort by Matt Knoll to get that rebound and finish that shot.
Critical, critical play there by Matt Knoll. Again, your best players don't have to score a lot of points, but they usually make the biggest shot of the day. And we got a jump ball or we got a foul?
Should be a jump ball.
We are getting a foul down below.
That's not...
And again, 8-point lead here by the Crusaders, 35-27. 2:04 left in the third quarter. Warriors will have the ball out of bounds underneath. And again, scoring has just been hard for the Warriors tonight. As Jervik's going to take it baseline. He gets it to Gall from the corner. It's a 3-pointer, a little bit long, nothing close. And I don't like that pass at all by Sean Schaefer with 2 minutes left, up 8. That's where Sean's got to swallow. The Crusaders got a little lucky there. Knoll, he's going to look to go baseline. He drives, nothing there. And the Crusaders, I think, just got to be maybe a little more patient. What do I know?
Hey, no, yes,
that
yes,
was a
yes,
no,
yes.
No, yes, yes, yes. Again, Crusaders, Quinn Olson with a big three there as the Warriors just can't seem to handle the ball right now. That's Hoffman from 15. Crusaders with the rebound. It's Chamberlain to Schultz. Minute 23 left, 11-point lead. I tell you what, Crusaders just need to take care of business, and they will move into Monday's game. A sub-state final on Monday is Knowles going to take it to the basket, and he's going to get a charge, and that just was not a smart play by Matt.
Yeah.
Now with a minute 10 left, I mean, it's an 11-point game right now. If you know, crazy things happen, and that's where you just have to use the clock and make them foul you. And it was the right call. So the Warriors, I don't want to say they're out of it, but they got to have some magic happen real quick.
Well, somebody's got to step up and start hitting shots. We've kind of taken Dixon and Jervik away, and they need some other guys to step up and hit some shots.
Crusader boys look very tired as they've got they're all holding their knees right now. We pretty much played the second half with five starters, with five seniors.
It's been a very physical fourth quarter. It's been a little bit of a scrum out there, and just like you'd expect in this type of game.
Yeah. Again, what will the Warriors come up with here is they've got to extend this fourth quarter a little bit, but they also have to score some buckets. And, again, Gall can't handle the pass up top. Jervik from three, it's a little bit short. Knoll with the rebound, and this is where Matt's got to be smart and jump stop. And Matt's going to go to the free throw line. I wish I had a score on the other game, but I'm guessing MOC's winning that game, and that is a just checking some scores here. But Matt Knoll will go to the line here with 54 seconds left, fourth quarter. Crusaders leading 38-27 in a very low-scoring district final. And Coach Burkhart's not happy. He's talking to official Mr. Baker, who says, "Go sit down. We don't need any, you know, let's end the game the right way." Knoll, free throws up and good. That's nine on the night for Matt Knoll. And he will check in for Gavin Arndt, the freshman, 6'3" freshman from Sergeant Bluff, who I'm very impressed with. You know, between Arndt and Jervik coming back next year, they've got some nice kids.
They've got some really nice kids. Arndt, this is the first time I've watched him play, and he really is just a quick jumper and a really nice-looking athlete.
13-point lead here for the Crusaders, as Jervik will come down. And, again, his scoring has just been a tough deal for the Warriors, as Dixon will shoot the three, gets the roll to go. Timeout, Warriors. 44 seconds left. 40-30, Crusaders. And we will have a short timeout, it looks like. So, and this is, if you're the Warriors, you got to pick up full, hope for a turnover, but you've got to foul and really hope there's some misses and you make some threes that you can somehow get, you know. But how do you score 10 points in 44 seconds when you scored 30 in the first 32? Or 31?
You're definitely going to have just some threes, but I haven't seen a lot of threes made tonight from Sergeant Bluff. So.
No.
So I'm I like our chances.
I like our chances. But this is where you have to be smart. Not to be critical of the Crusaders, but, you know, in the last – with some of the things we've done, this is where you have to make sure that you make the right play every time, you know.
We don't need the ball.
We don't need anyone going off crazy and get, you know.
We don't need any Sports Center highlights. Just take care of the ball and be strong with it.
Great way to put it. Looking forward to next week, Monday. Hopefully we'll be in a sub-state final at Lamar's, 7 o'clock. Tuesday, 5 o'clock, Wells Fargo Arena, Crusader Ladies versus Lewis Central. And Crusaders, Quinn Olson inbounding the ball, which is Quinn inbounds it because he's, number one, our quarterback. Number two, he's also not one of our best free throw shooters. So he's a good decision maker. Nothing there deep is the there's no inbound there. We have a timeout or a foul?
We got a foul.
Okay, so Bo Chamberlain's going to go to the free throw line. Foul on the inbound. Not much time, runs off the clock. And so that's Coach Vanderskaff's philosophy. He says, hey, we are going to extend this game as long as we can. I want to thank the Avery boys for their assistance tonight. Noel and Milt, they always make me do a better job on the radio, and tonight's no different. Well, Chamberlain hits his first free throw.
Yeah, you gotta love it.
Yeah.
Make your free throws, we win the game.
Yes, 41-30, 43 seconds left here. And, again, I think this is a situation where no fouls. You don't foul a three-point shooter. If they go in for the layup, free throw, or, you know, if they get to the basket, concede the layup. Okay, let the clock run. You don't need fouls. You don't need the ball being scored with the shot clock down. And that's, I think we're right now, just keep the ball in front of you. As the Crusaders Playing kind of an aggressive D, and again, there's here's Hoffman from three, nothing there, and Dixon up top to Jervik. Jervik from three, he's a little bit long, and I think that this is going to wrap it up. Scoring again, really, really a tough deal, and you can't underestimate not having your second leading scorer out there tonight that really opens things up. Emilio Gonzalez again didn't play tonight. He's a 53%. Field goal shooter. He shot 38% from the arc this year. So you take that guy out of the lineup at 12 points a game, that really hurts you?
Certainly the scoring hurts, but also the start of the second half, we really extended our defense and pressured their ball handlers.
Yeah.
And not having Emiliano and really kind of turned the tide of the game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So the Crusaders looks like we're 16 seconds away from walking out of winning a district championship, moving into a sub-state final on Monday. I believe that game will be at Lamar's, and no matter if it's Glenwood or if it's MOC, which I would predict MOC. MOC's ranked sixth or seventh in this week's state rankings. We mentioned they've got one of the 3A's best players in Jesse Van Colsbeek, and that could be a heck of a matchup, I believe, on Monday night, one I'm really looking forward to.
I agree, but the great thing about either team for us is it's someone we don't have to beat three times.
Yeah. And again, people say that all the time. I don't buy into that. I think it's tougher for the team that lost. isn't it harder? I mean, my gosh, they beat you twice. How hard is it? I mean, I think people look at that wrong.
We can agree to disagree. I think it's a mental advantage.
Oh, mental, yeah, and I think it's once when you're losing and you're used to losing, it's hard to get off of losing. Anyway, game over. Crusaders win this 42-30. A game where the fourth quarter, the Crusaders just kind of overpowered the Warriors. The Warriors had a hard time finding ways to score against the we had some kids really step up. Sean Schaefer, maybe his best game of the season. I'm going to call Sean Schaefer's best game of the season tonight.
I would have to agree. Sean stepped up. He had amnesia like we talked about, hit some big threes. Found Matt Nolan some nice places on his drives, finished some tough drives. Sean Schaefer also does it on the other end very well.
Yeah.
Great game by Sean.
Yeah, great game by Sean. And so, again, we are going to send it back to the studio, hear from our great sponsors, take a little break, and we'll come back with our post-game show. Again, you're listening to KFHC, KOIA Radio, Catholic Radio, 88.1.
Catholic Charities wants you to know your marriage matters. Our therapists have years of experience helping couples focus on the positive, improve communication, and make their relationship loving again. If you and your spouse are at odds or struggling with issues small or large, visit CathChar.com, CathChar.com. Catholic Charities provides the caring support to help you build a happier home.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to
and now back to your Crusader Sports
Crusader
on your Catholic radio
show
station.
Is brought to you by premier sponsors Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow KC Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle from Spencer, Peter and Matt Sunchens from Danbury, Rob Waterhouse from Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers, South Sioux City and West Point. You've been listening to Crusader Boys coverage of district basketball. Tom Betts along with Charlie Delaney. We just wrapped up a nice district championship game, 42-30 over the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warrior, a game that the Crusaders trailed 17-14 at the end of the first half, led 29-24 at the end of three, and finished this game out 42-30. The Warriors just had trouble scoring the ball, especially in the second half. 13 points in the second half, you're not going to win a lot of games in a district final scoring.
Yeah, I agree. Like, but credit the Crusaders for turning up the amperage on the defensive end.
Yeah.
We kind of extended ourselves out, pressured the ball a little bit more, and Sergeant Bluff really got sideways when we pressured him, and I like to see that from us.
Yes. But again, as you, tournament time is all about win and move on, win and move on. And now we get a win and move on. You know, one thing that really helps us, and we say it all the time, what helps us, and again, helps Sergeant Bluff, is we play in a 4A, 3A conference.
Agree.
You know, and when we go Monday night against the winner of the Glenwood MOC game, and obviously they're good teams, otherwise they wouldn't be playing right now, but we're battle-tested. We've been through the ringer all year. Not a lot of things should be shocking us. We're going to see, most likely, if it's MOC, a very good player in Jesse Van Colesbeek. But, again, if you go back to the old days, those MOC Heelan matchups and sub-state finals were epic. We had a lot of them, and they were a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I would expect this one to be just as epic. Matt Knoll versus Van Beek, neutral site in Lamar's, fans from both schools making the trip. It's going to be fun.
Yes. Final scoring tonight for the Crusaders, Sean Schaefer led us with 13 points. Matt Knoll did get into double figures with 10. Quinn Olson with 9, Bo Chamberlain with 5, but a big 3 for Bo. Bo coming back after a sore back and played in some nice minutes tonight. And 5 points for Brady Schultz off the bench. We really didn't get into the bench much tonight. Kaysen Thomas, Charlie Von Drager, Pierce Connolly. Not a lot of minutes, but when they came in, those kids have been playing better and better throughout the whole season.
Yeah, they've really grown all season, and I expect that we'll have to lean on those guys in the next few games, and I'm looking forward to Monday night.
Absolutely. For the Warriors, they were led tonight by senior Scott Dixon with 16 points. Scott really got the Warriors off to a good start. He was a tough handle in the first half. Crusaders make some nice adjustments in the second half to limit him to 6 second-half points. Mr. Jervik backed him up with 7 points, and again, a nice game there. And other than that, it was, like I said, points were hard to come by the Warriors. Really impressed, though, as we mentioned, with their freshman, Mr. Gavin Arndt. Really nice player. Again, Coach Vanderstaff, nice season. Adams, total class. He runs his program the right way, and you won't find a better guy or a guy that's going to have his team better prepared than Adam.
Yeah, he came in with an outstanding game plan. And, Scott Dixon, if he's not Sioux City's version of Kevin McHale, I don't know who is. He was just tremendous, especially in the first half. The game plan was great, but luckily the Crusaders stepped up, and they imposed their will and got the win.
Absolutely. Well, Charlie, thanks for stepping in.
Yeah,
you know
pleasure.
What? I really enjoyed it. You're welcome back anytime. Actually, I like you a lot better than Bob and Jay anyway, so I'll see you Monday if you can make it. I'm just kidding. I actually do like him better than both those guys.
But I won't tell him.
Don't tell him. Bob's down in Arizona for the next month, so we will have coverage on Monday. We'll have coverage on Tuesday down in Des Moines at Wells Fargo. And, again, we want to thank all those loyal listeners who tune in to listen to Catholic Radio. Thank all of our generous sponsors that make these broadcasts possible. So that we can provide these games, and Catholic Radio can do the magic they do by providing great Catholic Christian programs that really, really impact our community. So for Tom Betts and Charlie Delaney, we want to thank you for joining us tonight. For Luis back in the studio, you do a great job. Hopefully tonight we were a little more clear on the radio than the other night. And, again, good night, and be safe.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last 3 decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same, that's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0522.